gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined online by the winner of the Johnny Kidd Invitational 2018 and the current number one contender to the Shakara Grand Championship, Travis Huckabee. How you doing? Say afternoon, but it's morning where you are.
I'm borderline fantastic. Thank you for having me.
That's brilliant. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. Great to have you on. So I just wanted to ask a few questions about how you got into wrestling before we get on to how you are in Shakara. So, how long have you been a wrestling fan?
Wrestling fan for, 15 years, if I had to put a number on it.
Yeah. So, I guess. Just the end of the Attitude Era type thing.
Roughly, I remember it was right around, I remember seeing the very early John Cena matches.
Yeah.
It's weird that I remember that, but I do.
Yeah, so who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
I think Eddie Guerrero is definitely up there.
Mm, yeah, I was a huge fan of him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of put him. Yeah,
probably the Hurricane and Kane too.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Just with how ridiculous Gregory Helms with, it's fantastic.
I love it. He can still pull it off these days on the indie scene.
I love still seeing him when we had Mighty Maui announced for King of Trios. I had desperately wanted to see her and Gregory Helms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would have been good. Would have been somehow you got Mighty Super Stacy's in there as well.
it's a shame about that we couldn't have had Rosie as well.
Yeah, that's too bad.
That would have been my ideal trio, but
that would have been amazing.
Things happen.
Yeah. Oh. Alright, so what prompted you to don the tights and get in the ring in the first place?
Well, I think I had that dream for quite a long time.
Mm.
For as early as some of my Shakara fandom was, it was it goes back at least 10 years, I'd say.
Wow.
So fast forward to, you know, adulthood, right around my birthday one year, Shakara had their open scholarship challenge, you know, hey, you go into the factory, blah, blah, blah. By the end of it, someone, they'd determine a winner who would receive free training at the factory.
Wow.
So, so happens I won that. So, I've been training since May of 2015.
Well, that's not long then.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Not when you think about it.
So, take us back to your first match and what do you remember about it, and in hindsight, do you think it was good?
It's funny, I was in such a crazy sort of mess. My first match was over season 17, so it was this big secretive thing that a lot of people didn't find out about until the start of season 18.
Wow.
but my first match was against Nighthawk. So it's, you can still see it on YouTube. It's up for free. Considering where I was, I'm content with it. I'll still recommend it to people if they wanna, if they're curious to see my very early stuff. But I've changed a lot since that one.
Yeah,
so just put it that way.
Right, so Shakara is a promotion which has time traveling Egyptians facing Vikings and has battles between sea creatures and monsters and ants and pigs. And
mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much anything goes. Was it hard to adjust to the style to begin with?
I want to say that it's because a lot of these people I have had experience training with, and we all tend to speak a similar sort of dialect of wrestling. It's more so I'll adapt to them, not as much they'll adapt to me. If for anyone who's seen my sort of work, it's that if they see a match where I'm really enjoying it, it's probably not your typical style match. The stuff I really enjoy is the hold for hold, very much old World of Sword inspirations. So it, if anything, it's more difficult for people to adapt to me.
Yeah, was there ever Sorry, go on.
No, I'm just saying it's more of a counterpoint to that.
So was there ever a fear that it would be hard to stand out amongst all the crazy characters?
The funny thing is that I stand out just by being me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a giant murderous sea creature and a crab who is always kind of steamed, and a couple Power Rangers as cybertronic birds from the year 2000.
Yeah.
Breakdancing snake and couple Mexican ice cream cones. For me, just being Travis Huckabee, that in and of itself stands out.
Yeah. So the match rules in the Shikara are very lucha influenced. Is it a very fun style to wrestle?
It makes it a lot of. It makes things go a lot faster, you could say.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that you can take advantage because of that. We've got the 20 count on the floor. We've got the untraditional sort of tag. So it could speed it up that much more. You don't need to drag someone to their corner to be able to get the other, to get your partner in. You can spend more time on the outside. And while it can be a detriment to some, when you learn how to utilize that, It can make for a really interesting dynamic.
For our listeners who haven't seen a Sakara show, what should they expect from an event?
You will get just about everything you want out. Sure, you'll get the funny stuff with Hermit Crab and Los Ice Creams and everything, but there can be some really serious wrestling while you're at it, too. There's the stuff that I'll do. We'll bring in guests every once in a while. We have Matt Riddle, David Starr, Keith Lee, two of the three signed with NXT now.
Yeah.
You'll get your satisfying fill of wrestling out of that. You'll also get your comedy. You'll get your fun. You can bring your kids to it. You can bring your grandmother to it. It's really something for everyone.
It is Frantic from the Proteus Wheel speaking, and you are listening to the Broken But Glorious Podcast.
So let's talk the Johnny Kidd Invitational. So the Johnny Kidd Invitational has 8 wrestlers, scientifically minded wrestlers from around the world, a single elimination tournament, which was highlighted by the return of Colt Cabana this year. And you defeated him in the final. Tell us about the experience.
It was, the tournament itself was crazy to be in. I just had this recent sort of mindset change, and this was my first opportunity to kind of show that. I had my new look, my new kind of take on my own style, and to be able to go through there and facing some of the people I faced, I had a lot of bad blood with Rory Gulak leading into that. Thomas Santel is really sort of underappreciated as a grappler, and Colt Cabana is one of the reasons why I wrestle the style I wrestle.
Not
to go off on a little story, but my first experience of like this World of Sports style was Shikara Source Rex 2011, where he and Johnny Kidd teamed up against Quackenbush and Johnny Saint.
Wow, great match.
So that was 7 years ago, and ever since then I haven't been able to forget it. So he was a real sort of influence on why I started wrestling the style I wrestled. So to be able to face him and ultimately defeat him in the finals, it was one of those moments you step back and look at, like, wow, that really just happened.
So, but it must show a lot of pride and confidence that Shikara that shows that much trust in somebody in such an early part of their career to give you this win to win this tournament so quick.
It's appreciated, but I put in the work, and not to say I had it coming, but I had it coming.
So what was one of the awards for winning the tournament to become the number one contender for the Shikara World Championship?
Amongst the things I had won, the golden opportunity, or rather the 3 points.
Yeah.
So that was the challenge for the Grand Championship. I also got a nice little ring. It's engraved. Only 2 people have won this.
The history's brilliant rookie Green Ant, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious Podcast.
So let's move on to, so on September 22nd, you'll be part of It Came From Beneath the Sink, where you'll be main eventing, competing for the Grand Championship against Dasha Hatfield. So a bit of background, you're against Dasha Hatfield because Mr. Touchdown got injured at the King of Trios tournament. So in light of that, the director of film weighed up his options and asked the champion to name his champions to face you. So he named Dasha Hatfield to serve as his interim. So it's a huge opportunity for you. What's the preparations going like?
Preparations is a lot of the stuff I've been doing.
Yeah.
Studying tapes, just hitting the gym, getting into the ring. There's not a lot of the changes in my preparation because I'm consistently doing everything I can for every match, not just the Grand Championship. It might be a matter of who I'm studying, but that's about it.
Yeah, so have you faced Hatfield one-on-one before?
No, I haven't. I don't think I've ever had a match against him. I teamed up with him once in a trios match in New England once, but I thought it'd be a good one.
Yeah, so it should be really. I like Dasha Hatfield. I think he's a very underrated wrestler. I think.
He really is, and if you think about how long he's been at Chikara and everything that he's gone through, I've said it before, I truly respect him as a wrestler and as a competitor, but look at how he won the title. That's not something I respect. That's not something I appreciate.
No.
He did not win his points to win that title. He has no proper claim to it, in my opinion. If anything, it should have been given to me because no one else had any points, or at least not as many as I had, leading up to that injury.
Yeah, you could have done a UFC thing, so you have an interim champion in the meantime whilst Mr. Touchdown recuperates, and then you'll have a unification match later on. So. And so what about the rest of the card? Are there any other matches standing out to you?
Yeah, off the top of my head, this is one of the few times that people will see Mike Quackenbush in a match.
Yeah.
Ever since his string of injuries, he kind of stepped away from active competition for a while, and if you look at the matches he's had over the last few years, he's had probably less than a dozen.
Yeah.
But look at the people he's wrestled. He's had Zack Sabre Jr., Johnny Kidd, Madison Eagles most recently. He had one with David Starr. It's a very thin field of people who he chooses to step in the ring with. And on the 22nd, he'll be in a Atomicos match. I believe it's him, Green Ants, Solo Darling, and
Warren Barksdale.
Yeah, Warren Barksdale up against Hollow Wicked. Oh, goodness. I think it's Hollow Wicked Murloc, one of the Proteus Wheel guys.
Frantic. Frantic and Sonny Defarge.
Yeah.
That's a scary team.
It really is, though. I had the card up recently and seem to have lost it.
Yeah,
but that one, just off the top of my head, you don't get to see Quackenbush wrestle very often, so just getting to see him in that match, that'll be a treat for anyone who decides to go.
Yeah, so you also have a tag team match between Curtis Wheel trying to get the revenge on Connolly. Connolly.
Colony, I believe that's D-Fan and Firebrand versus the other two Proteus Wheel guys. I believe that's Calix and Bulgar.
Yeah.
You'll get to see Boomer Hatfield in a match against someone who's not twice his size, like has been the pattern.
Yeah.
It'll be Boomer Hatfield in probably his fourth, fifth professional wrestling match against The Whisper.
So where can people see the event if they can't make it to the show live?
Most of the events this season, I think from this point onward, will be live streamed over Chikaratopia.com. It is our streaming service for everything Chikara. If you join on, you get like the first week for free. So you'd be able to watch it that way. You can sign up. I forget how much it is a month. Maybe like $7.99. Maybe.
Cancel anytime.
There you go. Yeah. So you'd be able to stream it that way. Plus, if you do that, you can go watch the entire Chikara back catalog from the last 18 and a half seasons.
Right, so what advice would you give people just starting into the business?
Anything you can do before actually wrestling will carry over. It'll help. I had a amateur wrestling background. I did some taekwondo stuff in college. I did improv stuff in college. Anything that you do, it's surprising how much it will carry over.
What's the best advice anyone's ever given you in the business?
I've gotten a lot of advice from a lot of people. More or less what you put in is what you get out.
Yeah.
So if you want to just do it on the weekends and have it be a hobby, do whatever, then that's kind of what you're going to get out of it. But if you push and try to make it a regular thing, like, you will be able to go farther and succeed more.
Do you have any shows non-Scar-based coming up do you want to promote? Or?
I don't think I have anything announced, but you can occasionally see me with Nova Pro down in Virginia.
Yeah.
You might occasionally see me with Beyond Wrestling in New England. It's all stuff that, yeah, I don't really have anything announced. Blitzkrieg Pro is another one you could see me at sometimes. Excellence Pro, any of those. Kiba, follow those guys. Even if I'm not on the card, you'll be able to see a lot of great wrestling out of them.
Okay, so before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
Yeah, you can find my Twitter, Instagram, Travis_Huckabee. I've got a Facebook fan page. You can like me there. You can find some of my matches up on YouTube. You can search me. I've got a public email on my Twitter. Feel free to reach out to me there. Send me a DM. All of that's fine.
So I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think that'd be good.